and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, February 3rd, 2008. The novelist Paul Auster, born Newark, 1947, on this day. Got out of college, got a job on an oil tanker, saved his money, went off to Paris to become a writer. Started out translating French poetry, writing his own poems. Came back to the U.S., and in December 1978, had an epiphany watching a dance recital in New York City. Simple fact of watching men and women dancing filled him with a great joy, and the next day he started writing fiction. His first novel, City of Glass, came out in 1985, the first novel in his New York trilogy, which also includes Ghosts and The Locked Room. James A. Michener, born in New York City, 1907. His parents abandoned him. He was adopted by a widow named Mabel Michener, who read him Dickens and Balzac. James Michener became a teacher. He was an editor. At the age of 36, he enlisted in the Navy. 1943, went off to the South Pacific, and there, late one night, decided that if he made it back home, he was going to become a writer. He got the idea for a series of stories about the war called Tales of the South Pacific, typed it out on old envelopes. When he got back to the States, gave it to an editor at Random House. They published it. It won the Pulitzer Prize in 1947. It was turned into a musical, South Pacific, which made a lot of money, and James Michener was able to devote the rest of his life to writing. Epic historical novels, Hawaii, The Covenant, Poland. James Michener, who said, "I was brought up in the great tradition of the late 19th century, that a writer never complains, never explains, and never disdains." Gertrude Stein, Allegheny, Pennsylvania, 1874. She was 30 years old when she moved to Paris, lived there for almost the rest of her life. She once said, "America is my country, and Paris is my hometown." Best known for her book, The Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas, which actually was the autobiography of Gertrude Stein, came out in 1933. It was serialized in the Atlantic Monthly, bestseller in the U.S. The next year, she returned to America for the first time in over 30 years to go on a lecture tour. Gertrude Stein, who said, "Everybody who writes is interested in living inside themselves in order to tell what is inside themselves. That is why writers have to have two countries, the one where they belong and the one in which they live, really." And the philosopher Simone Weil, born in Paris, 1909, author of Gravity and Grace and Waiting for God, who said, "Whenever in life one is actively involved in something or one suffers violently, one cannot think about oneself." Here's a poem for today, a poem sent in by Maxine Casson, an elegy for Bob Keeshan, Captain Kangaroo, poem entitled My Captain. "Dear Captain Kangaroo, it is also quiet now. Until I hear the news, then eulogies begin. To think we never knew how long you were in pain, and no one wrote to you to say that we are grown and busy in our lives, raising children too. Your memory survives in the storage shed in corduroy, once red by the ears he hangs, his spectacles askew, that bunny from the past I once hung out to dry. From the corner of my eye, I see him now and then, remembering our days, the carrot-colored sun, our future all ablaze. Now that day is done." A poem, My Captain, from Maxine Casson. Used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.